Okay, well, welcome back. This is Alex Barron with Financial Freedom and Success Institute. We're going to continue here with the Financial Freedom Seminar. We're going to start with Lesson 7, which is your personal balance sheet and your net worth. Maybe some of you guys have seen this guy from the author of Rich Dad Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki. And one of the things that I learned from him was that financial literacy was important, and that without financial education literacy, your money could soon be gone. And he said a very simple concept: rich people acquire assets, poor and middle class people acquire liabilities, thinking that they're assets, and that if you want to make more money, you basically have to know the difference between these two. In the last segment, we covered net income, right? We said that basically poor people spend most of their money getting into debt, middle class have nothing, and the rich learn to pay themselves first. So, if you continue to do this over a lifetime, what do you think is going to happen if every year you keep getting into more and more and more debt? Where are you going to end up at the end of your life in tons of debt? If you never save anything, but you never borrow anything, what are you going to have at the end? Zero. And even if you start saving a little bit, but you learn how to invest and reinvest and reinvest, where could you earn? What's the limit at the end of your life? Who knows? Could be several million dollars, right? The next step that we want to learn is what's called your balance sheet. And we have to figure out what is a balance sheet? A balance sheet, as it implies, has two sides for them to balance. A balance sheet, we first have to start off listing all of our assets. Our assets are things that we have or are things that we own that generate positive value. And there's another thing called liabilities, which are things that we owe or things that subtract money from our lives. So, what are some of the positive things that put money in your pocket? What's the number one thing that puts money in people's pocket? Your job, right? So that's an asset. Okay. What did you have to acquire to get that job, typically? Degree. Some degree, okay. So before that degree, you have to acquire education, right? Maybe experience, okay? Are all these things financial assets or intangible assets? They're all intangible. Can you see a job? Can you see experience? Can you see education? No. So all these things, I would label them as intangible assets. Okay? What are some financial assets? Okay? So let's do another label here. Financial assets. Investments, okay. What else?
Real estate.
Real estate. Okay. What else? Maybe having a business. Maybe some bank accounts. Yeah, stocks and bonds, I would put them here. All right. What about having life insurance? Is that an asset? Maybe not while you're alive, right? Depending on which one you have. But is it an asset to somebody in your family? Okay. Well, there's actually two types of life insurance. So one of them could be an asset to you. The other one maybe to your family. If you have whole life, That's an asset that you can use because it has what's called living benefits. The other types of assets have what's called a what? A death benefit. For example, such as term. Well, whole life also has a death benefit, but in this case, term only has death benefit. It's still an asset to somebody in your family, right? What else could we list as assets? How about your home? Is your home an asset or a liability? Does it put money in your pocket or takes money out of your pocket?
That's a liability, actually. When I say real estate, I was saying investment real estate.
Right.
Great cash flow.
Yeah. Cool. This one is to collect rent, right? It produces rent.
No two ways to.
Right.
In general, same zeros.
Your purchase, like your home and your car, I would call those a slightly different word. I use the word purchases. Because even though they don't generate money for you, they do have some value if you sell them, right? They're not worth zero. So I would put your home here and maybe your cars in this category as well. Your furniture, something that maybe doesn't exactly cost or doesn't have the same worth as when you bought it, but it still has some worth, right? Now, if we go across each of these on the other side, we typically find its counterpart on the liability side. For example, in the home and the cars, those are the easiest. What do we find on the other side of liabilities? So typically we find some type of loans. So for the home, what is that called? A mortgage, right? For the car, well, just the car loan. On the other side of job or degree or education, what do we find on this side typically? Student loans, okay. Hopefully not, but a lot of people do have them. What about on the other side of investments, potentially? Maybe margin loan, right? Not necessarily, but could be. What about on the other side of real estate? Again, some type of mortgage, right? On those properties, unless you own them outright. What about on the other side of a business? Could be a business loan or a line of credit. Right? Or line of credit, taxes. What else? On the other side of life insurance, could be policy loan. Okay. Now, most people, on the other side of bank account, this is typically a checking account or a savings account. What are the liabilities that most people have with banks? Exactly. We could have lots of credit cards, right? Now, what do most people typically have? More assets or more liabilities? Dollars-wise. More liabilities, right? Now, we listed here some positive intangible assets, right? Do people have intangible liabilities? Sure they do. What are those called? Intangible liabilities. For example, if you're lazy, is that an asset or a liability? If you're dishonest, is that an asset or liability? Exactly. Maybe the kind of character that you have, right? Could be an asset or it could be a liability. Your reputation could be an asset or it could be a liability. I mean, I could put these on both sides. We could make a huge list of these negative characters, right? We're going to go through them in just a minute, but just to kind of give you a sense where we're going. So let's go through this. So what does your balance sheet look like? What's on your asset column? What's on your liability column? What is net worth or equity? The difference between these two, right? You guys probably saw a drawing like this when you were a child. Showed you the water cycle. Water starts in the ocean, evaporates, goes to the clouds. From there, goes to the mountain, comes down as snow or rain. Eventually, the snow melts, comes through some river, and eventually ends up back where in the ocean, right? And then circles around. Money is kind of the same way. The government creates money through a central bank. They give it to the commercial banks. Those commercial banks lend it to businesses. The businesses hire employees. The employees go spend money with retailers. The employees pay money in taxes. And these guys borrow from the banks, and the money just kind of goes around and around. So what's the cash flow pattern of an asset? An asset puts money in your pocket if it's a real asset. What's the cash flow pattern of a liability? A liability takes money out of your pocket. What's the cash flow pattern of poor people? As soon as they make money, it's gone, right? What does the middle class do? They borrow money to buy nicer things. Nicer car, nicer house, nicer things. They put on credit cards. They make money. They see what liabilities they have, and then boom, out goes the money. Rich people try to accumulate what? Assets. Things that make them more money continuously. Right? So we have to look at sort of which way is the cash flowing in your life to see what your story is. So the point here is don't let the cash flow work against you. If you spend your whole life acquiring more credit cards, more debts, more mortgages, more loans, which way is the cash flowing? Into your pocket or out of your pocket? Right? So what is the goal of financial freedom? The goal of financial freedom is to reach the point at which you eliminate all the liabilities that are necessary out of your life, and you build up enough assets so that those assets are generating cash flow, whether you work or not, to sustain your lifestyle. So let's look at the balance sheet. What's in it? We said, you know, you might have some things like cash, stocks, bonds, real estate. You might have made some purchases like your home and your cars. Maybe you have some liabilities like your mortgage, your car loan, credit cards, student loans, etc. So at the end of the day, what's your net worth? We determine the net worth by subtracting all your assets from all your liabilities, right? What you own minus what you owe. So here's an example for a lot of people. A lot of people might have $1,000 in a checking account. They might have a car and a home. But yet they got humongous student loans. They got tons of credit cards. They got still owe their car. They still owe their mortgage. So what do they have more of? Dollars in assets or dollars in liabilities? More dollars in liabilities. So this negative number means that they owe more than what they have, right? So they got to keep working to try to pay those off. Now, what does your intangible balance sheet look like? We're going to go through a list of categories to see what side you fall more upon. And we're going to end up figuring out what is more important, your financial credit card, your financial balance sheet, or your intangible balance sheet. I've broken out the intangible balance sheet into several categories. For example, what I call the B assets and B liabilities. By B, I mean to answer the question, who are you? And who do you want to be? Who do you think is going to make more money? Are you a reliable person or an unreliable person? What does it mean to be reliable? It means that if you say something, you're going to do it. Right? Not maybe do it, not kind of do it. You're going to do it. Who's going to get paid more? Somebody who's reliable or somebody who's unreliable? What about honesty? What's a better quality to have? Would you rather do business with an honest person or with a dishonest person? Who's going to make more money in the long run? In terms of faithfulness, is it better to deal with people who are faithful to their job and to their wife or husband, or somebody who's cheating, right? What about punctuality? Is it better to deal with people who are on time or people who are always running late? Who's going to make more money, somebody who's persistent or somebody who easily gives up? Who's going to do better financially, somebody who's committed or somebody who's uncommitted? Weigh yourself in the balance. What about in terms of beliefs? Who's going to do better in life, somebody who believes money is a tool or somebody who believes money is evil? Somebody who sees themselves as a steward of the resources that go through their hands, or somebody who thinks it's all his money and doesn't have to give an account to anybody? Somebody who believes that God's will is to prosper them, or somebody who believes that it's poverty is a virtue? Somebody who believes and understands that God has a purpose for their life, or somebody who has no idea what God's will and purpose is for their life? You know, what beliefs are going to serve us better? In terms of the way we think, what's going to help us more, to have a positive mental attitude or to always go around with a negative mental attitude? What's going to be more beneficial to us, to have an abundance mentality or a scarcity mentality? To go around with a positive perspective or to always be thinking about fears and doubts, worries, insecurities? Who's going to do better in life, somebody who can recognize an opportunity or somebody who can only see limitations every time they see an opportunity? What about in terms of knowledge? Who's going to do better in life? Somebody who has an education, knowledge, information, skills, and experience? Or somebody who's ignorant, has invested no time to get an education, doesn't know how to do things, doesn't even have a desire to learn, and has no experience? Who's going to do better? Somebody who sees an opportunity or somebody who procrastinates? Somebody who knows how to make decisions or somebody who's indecisive? Somebody who takes action or somebody who doesn't take any action, or even worse, does a lot of analysis but in the end ends up in paralysis? What about the people in your life? Who are you surrounded by? Do you have a good family? Do you have good mentors? Do you have good clients? Do you have good co-workers, good employees, good suppliers? Or are you surrounded with people who are small-minded, negative, and who don't have a good influence on you? We already talked about your financial liabilities and your financial assets. At the end of the day, when it's all said and done and when you're ready to check out of this planet, what's going to matter most is your scorecard. Right? What kind of a name that you have? When they mention your name, when people mention your name, do they say, yeah, I really vouch for that person, you know, I really recommend him, he's really good? Or would they say, no, stay away from that person, you know, don't deal with them? What kind of reputation do you have? What kind of track record have you built? What kind of experience do you have? What does your credit history say? When you add it all up, how many people are better off in this planet because you came through? You know, what did you do with the money that you built up? What kind of blessings did you enjoy during your lifetime? Did you have abundance? Did you have prosperity, success, freedom, peace of mind? And when you're gone, what kind of a destiny are you going to leave behind? You know, what's going to be your inheritance to your children and to your grandchildren and to other people on this planet? So when we put it all together, a lot of people, they're really limited in terms of what they can do financially because of what? Their intangible liabilities. When you think about it, at best, what are the intangible assets that some people have? They might have a good work ethic. They might be honest. Maybe they have a family. They have decent health. And maybe some traditional education. But what are the things that hold them back? A lot of people have a victim mentality. They live in their comfort zone and don't want to get out of it, right? They have bad habits, some addictions. Maybe they hang out with the wrong crowd. They have fears, doubts, and insecurities which keep them from moving ahead. They might have bad attitudes, maybe some character flaws. What's the ideal thing that we should be shooting for? ideally, we should be shooting for getting rid of as many of those intangible liabilities. Definitely getting rid of all these financial liabilities, which are sucking money out of our life. And we do that, first and foremost, by investing in what? The best investment we can make. The best investment we can make is in ourselves. Right? We have to invest in ourselves. We have to develop a prosperity and abundance mindset. We have to have a positive mental attitude. We have to have dreams, vision, purpose, goals, a destiny, a sense of destiny. Where are you going with your life? You know, start a business. Learn how to invest. You know, manage your money properly and enjoy life. You know, it's okay to own good purchases, but just realize they don't make you money. So the conclusion of this lesson is, how is your balance sheet? What is your net worth? Do you have a plan to improve your net worth every single month? How do you improve your balance sheet? I'll show you real quick. The purpose of what we try to do here is to do a scorecard of where you are today and identify, for example, in the credit cards, that's what we're going to teach in the next lesson, but make it a goal to eliminate your credit cards. Once you get rid of the credit cards and they're gone, what's going to happen to that cash flow? It's going to become available to then pay off what? The next thing. Maybe it could be your student loans. Once those are gone, now you've got cash flow from two places. What are you going to do with that? Right? Start paying off other loans. You know, it could be your mortgage. It could be your car loan. As you invest in yourself and you develop more positive mental attitude, right, and a better mentality, a prosperity mentality. At the same time, what are you going to be getting rid of? Some of the bad things that hold you back. Right? So the goal here is for all your liabilities to do what? Go towards zero and make your assets go up to what? Infinity. Right? The goal here at the end of the day is this minus this is going to give you your net worth. And we want your net worth every month for you to measure it and to make it start improving and increasing. That's ultimately what this whole course is about, is to basically make you become more aware of where you are and find ways how to get rid of all these things. It might take you 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, whatever it takes you, it doesn't matter. The whole point is, the more you work to get rid of these and the more you work to build these, the better off you, your family, and your world is going to be. So I believe that's the last slide of this particular lesson. Any questions? In the next lesson, we're going to explain with numbers and with specific examples how we pay all these debts off. But right now, I just wanted you to get sort of the bigger picture.